With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. American forces in the Mideast have been targeted more than 160 times since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. But now that three U.S. service members have been killed in an Iran-backed drone strike in Jordan, President Biden faces greater pressure to retaliate. And John Kirby with the White House National Security Council insists there will be a U.S. response.
We do not seek another war. We do not seek to escalate. But we will absolutely do what is required to protect ourselves.
The drone strike on a remote U.S. outpost killed three members of an Army Reserve unit out of Georgia. Continuing to advance its weapons program, North Korea has test-fired more cruise missiles into the sea. That's according to the South Koreans. Also at SRNNews.com, a Republican-led House committee expected to advance the Mayorkas impeachment effort today. It could be taken up by the full House next week. Things are looking up for Republicans in Michigan, a state they hope to flip from blue to red in November.
Despite reports of recent turmoil in the state GOP party, Republicans have several things in their favor as they seek to flip a Michigan seat that could help them retake control of the Senate. A poll, meanwhile, from The Hill and Decision Desk HQ shows former President Trump leading Joe Biden by several points. In another bad indicator for the White House and Democrats, some observers expect the state's sizable Muslim population to shy away from supporting Biden in November, angry over his support for Israel in the war against Hamas. Bob Agner reporting.
Build the wall. 52% of voters polled by Quinnipiac University favor securing the southwest border with a wall. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. Dow futures are down 57 points. NASDAQ futures off 16. S&P futures down 6. This is SRN News. A Southern Baptist agency issues its marching orders.
The Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission has released its 2024 public policy agenda, and abortion is at the top of the list. The ERLC will fight to preserve the Hyde Amendment and limit the widespread distribution of abortion drugs. It also plans to lobby for the defeat of the Equality Act, which would amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act to include sexual orientation and so-called gender identity. The commission also wants to curb artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three churches in rural India have been shut down by mobs of Hindu radicals. International Christian Concern reports that the attackers trashed the buildings where the three congregations were meeting and warned them not to gather again. Three pastors were also arrested by local authorities and accused of carrying out forced conversions, a charge the clergyman strongly denied. One local man who wished to remain anonymous told ICC, "We're worried and anxious." This is SRN News. A Japanese moon lander is up and running after several days without the sunlight it needs for power.
Japan's first lunar mission made a precision touchdown earlier this month, just about 60 yards away from its target in between two craters. However, a last-minute engine failure made for a rougher-than-planned landing, with the spacecraft ending up the wrong way up. That left its solar panels unable to see the sun and unable to charge. Japan's space agency used battery power to gather as much data as possible, then turned it off to wait for the sun to rise higher in the lunar sky. Now awake, it's expected to have enough sun to operate for several Earth days. I'm Ben Thomas.
A South Carolina judge has denied Alex Murdaugh's bid for a new double murder trial after hearing allegations that jury tampering influenced the guilty verdict. Murdaugh's lawyers vow to appeal. More details at SRNNews.com.